Grace and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I have selected for our meditation this morning are those last words of the Lord before his ascension. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. From the beginning, from the very first day, the Christian church has been involved in mission. In mission because as the body of Christ, we have a command to do so, to reach out to all nations. It is the nature of the church to do so. This is the reason why we were empowered by the Holy Spirit. This is the reason why the Lord specifically gave us this commandment. And we might add one of the few commandments that we do have in the New Testament. It's interesting to see that also St. Luke in the book of Acts refers to this last set of instructions from our Lord as a request to the disciples to be with us. In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the world. In other words, beginning right there where they were and going from there to all places. So we can say that the task of the church and our task as present-day disciples is to witness, to be witnesses, to proclaim to others the message of salvation in Jesus Christ that they do not know. To proclaim the fact that Jesus died and rose to forgive our sins and all the sins of all the human race. One of our problems is that sometimes we think that this commandment was given to an institution, the church, the structure. And it is true that through this agency that we might call a congregation, a district, or a synod, we can do a lot more to proclaim the message than trying to do it individually. But it is also a reality that this commandment is given to all of us as the church, as the body of Christ, to you and to me. It is our task, then, as that body of Christ, to reach out with the news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all people, to everyone we should come in contact with, and to reach out with that message. And that's why, once again, we are enabled to carry on and do this task by the power of the Holy Spirit. We do know, however, that sometimes this task is not accomplished. And our witnesses and our proclamation seems to get sidetracked and directed only to those people that look like us or speak the same language as we do. It is easily understood that doing it makes our task easier. In other words, I can say, well, I can relate better to such and such person. I have something in common with someone and with that person and that individual, and that's what I want to do it that way. And this is a reality. And we should continue to do that. But let us not stop there. Our commandment is to reach to all nations, all people. Yes, even those who are different than us. And at this point, you might be saying to yourself, oh yes, we certainly do that. Our church, and particularly my contributions, reach out to all nations, to all people, even to those who are different than us. Look at our agencies. Look at the International Lutheran Hour. Look at the missionaries that we have in 20 or 30 countries. And I will say again, this is very good, commendable, and we should continue and extend what we're doing in all those fields.
But let us not neglect our missions right here. Remember those words, be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea. This is why this morning I will remind you of a mission field that is right here in our cities, in our neighborhoods. Yes, perhaps even in our own backyard. I'm sure that some of you, I'm sure most of you are aware of the ever-increasing Hispanic populations in the United States. But did you know that the United States is actually the sixth largest Spanish-speaking country in the world? Did you know that there are more Spanish-speaking people in the United States than in all of Central America together? If you lived or if you have visited a large metropolitan area like Chicago or Los Angeles or Miami, you probably notice a large number of Hispanics. You don't even have to go to a barrio or to a neighborhood. You can just turn your radio and you see 10 radio stations broadcasting 24 hours in Spanish in this country. What I'm saying is that there is a large number of Spanish-speaking people in this country, and that number seems to be increasing every day. People who have migrated from all the different regions of Latin America. Some of them have been here for a long time. I'm thinking especially those who have settled in some of our southern states, who have been here for many generations. Yes, some of them even before the American society reached those areas. And some who have arrived in recent years, searching and reaching out to get a better life, better opportunities, or yes, perhaps running away from a dictatorship or a totalitarian government. One thing all Hispanics have in common is that Spanish language and, to a certain degree, the Spanish culture that bonds them together. And I'm saying to a certain degree because within Latin America, there are certain cultural differences depending on the historical development of a particular country. For example, in Mexico, with a large Indian population. Therefore, the culture of that country has been influenced by that Indian population, making quite an impact in the Spanish and the way of doing and customs of Mexico. In the Caribbean, the presence of African slaves did the same thing to the cultural developments of places like Puerto Rico, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic. But once again, what basically unites all Hispanics is that Spanish heritage. But how can we reach these people? How can we serve them? Should we serve them? Aren't they supposed to be Roman Catholics anyway? These are perhaps some of the questions that right now are coming to your mind. Well, let me assure you that if you ask about religious preferences, 95% of the Hispanics are going to respond, yes, I am a Roman Catholic. But they might even add, yes, in my own way. In reality, only a small percentage is truly involved in the Roman Catholic Church. The great majority is basically without a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, without knowing that he had died for the forgiveness of their sins, and that it is all a gift from God without any work or merit on their part. Yes, the great majority doesn't know this, and I assure you of that. And in the great majority of the cases of the Hispanics in this country, we might add that the physical needs are great. Remember that a great number of Hispanics have recently migrated to this country. Their roots are shallow in this community. The adjustment to the American society is just taking place now. This is the first generation for many of them. Their material needs are great. Jobs, medical care, food, money, and certainly many agencies in our society are involved in trying to solve those problems that are almost critical in some areas. But I am convinced that if their physical needs are great, and they are, their spiritual needs are even greater. There are so many that are looking for substance in their spiritual lives. They're looking for certainty in a very uncertain society. After arriving to their dream land, they find themselves very empty spiritually, and they are in desperate need of God's word. And I tell you this morning, this is something that we have. We have the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have the means and we have the promise of our Lord himself to be with us until the end of times, empowering us to carry on his commandment. And we are starting to do this in our Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. We started our Hispanic outreach in this country very slow, and we have to say this, about 60 years ago in Texas. But now we know that in the last 5 years, we more than doubled our Hispanic outreach throughout this country. New missions have opened in Southern California, Florida, the Chicago suburbs like Addison, Aurora. This has been a great blessing to our church, because when God opens a door, many opportunities are uncovered. Many congregations that thought that their existence was coming to an end, they have discovered a new life in the Hispanic community. Sunday schools that were dormant are now alive and growing. And it all starts with you and your desire to communicate the gospel message to anyone, regardless. You might have the gift of learning the Spanish language and serving in that capacity as a full-time worker of our church. But if you don't, be supportive. Encourage those in the field. Pray for them. Be a witness yourself. We have a commandment. We have the tools of the Word of God. We have the Lord's assurance. May the Lord make each one of us a true witness of what we have experienced in Him.